Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
John Deere tractors are built to work and built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors is full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. And right now, you can get up to $4,000 off a 5E Series utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. After all, you've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 1/31/17. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier brand. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Earlier this week, lawmakers in both the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate have dropped legislation into the hopper that would repeal the death tax. That's a priority for several agriculture groups, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, American Farm Bureau in particular. AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations Pat Wolf says this is a critical time for passing this legislation before Congress starts working on comprehensive tax reform in April.
Legislation to repeal the death tax has been introduced in Congress, and it's important that is happening because Congress is about to write comprehensive tax reform. The legislation says repeal estate taxes, and we want that to be in the tax reform package.
She adds that while the estate tax exemption level of $5 million is beneficial, it doesn't help all farmers and ranchers.
Farmers and ranchers are worried about growing and going over that level. So we need to get rid of the tax once and for all. We don't need it hanging over people's heads, and we don't need farmers having to pay their attorneys to write them estate tax plans just in case.
And Pat Wolf says farmers and ranchers need to make their voice heard and tell Congress to repeal the death tax now.
Farmers everywhere need to call their representatives and tell them to co-sponsor H.R. 631 or S-205, the bills to kill the death tax once and for all.
Pat Wolf with American Farm Bureau. Now, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we mentioned this earlier, also very much on board with repealing the death tax totally. Their president is Kansas rancher Tracy Bruner, who says, "I can attest that the death tax can wreak havoc with agricultural families, and it's long past time we kill it once and for all." According to OSU wheat specialist Dr. David Marburger, recent rains have really helped stabilize our hard red winter wheat crop here in Oklahoma and the southern Great Plains.
We're going to be doing a lot better than where we were with this rain that we got 10 to 14 days ago. I know the crop ratings went down. That's because, as you know, we were pretty dry going from the end of November into the beginning of the year. But this rain was definitely well welcomed. That's definitely going to help improve some of our condition, and it's going to have enough soil moisture really here to help kind of carry us through the remainder of the winter, kind of getting up into the beginning of spring green up here.
Dr. Markberger says right now is the time to be top dressing your fields with nitrogen, whether you're going to be harvesting for grain or even you're going to be grazing it out. Probably a shot of nitrogen will help forage production as well as grain production. And he adds that if you've got some early maturing varieties in southern Oklahoma, you'll need to be starting to scout your fields for first hollow stem within a couple of more weeks. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.